Southern New Jersey, this place. I can't figure it out. Don't they call Duke something like that? The University of
New Jersey.
Southern campus or something. But and then they're coming here, and what should they know?
All right.
Just as basic acclimation.
Okay, we got a section here on things that social science research have established. How about touchiness seems to be characteristic of young Southern white men. Richard Nisbet brought white male students into the laboratory on a pretext and insulted them. Northerners addressed by a very ugly word, not suitable for this program, had laughed it off or ignored it, but Southerners bristled. Subsequent tests showed that Southern subjects had heightened blood levels of stress-related hormones and testosterone, but Northern ones did not.
Yeah. So we could call this testiness?
You could. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a Southern characteristic?
Yeah, you don't call people ugly names, so... it could be dangerous. Yeah.
But in the North, we can do that. It's nice, and I feel relieved now. I can go back home and insult people with impunity, basically. I didn't know we could do that.
That's one thing. We've got a section on the worst movies about the South.
Can we let's do the Southern males. Let's talk about Southern females for something, because I have noticed on other trips down here that Southern females will touch you when they're talking to you.
They don't touch me.
Oh. Well, forget that, man. Maybe I was just having a good night and didn't even know. But I have noticed. They will lay a hand on. I won't do it to you because we're two guys, and I don't want to, you know, describe north or south. That means something. Yeah. And it seems to be that is a little more acceptable behavior.
Yeah. There are these
is it flirtatiousness? Is that accepted among the South?
I think so. I mean, I couldn't prove it, but there is a study that shows the Southerners smile more for no apparent reason.
Uh-huh.
Somebody
are they holding a weapon when they do it? That's what I'm
Guy actually stood on street corners in 14 cities and counted the number of people walking down the street who were smiling.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Carter used to smile all the time. It just perplexed people. You remember that?
I know, because it was inappropriate.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to hell in a handbasket at that time, and he was smiling.
Well, you know, we've always been going to hell down here, so...
might as well smile,
get
right?
Get used to it, yeah.
A guy stood on the street corner. What do sociologists do for a living? They stand on street corners and count how many people smile.
This was actually a psychologist, I should say. But
he was out of his element there. I think.
A fellow named Ray Birdwhistle. Yeah. This can lead to misunderstanding. You know, somebody's smiling at you. You want to say, in some parts of the country, you say, "What's so funny?" You know?
Yeah.
Somebody's not smiling at you down here. You say, "Is something wrong?" You know.
Really? Yeah. So you touched me right there.
Yeah.
It felt kind of good. have you done this kind of stuff? I mean, do you go into people's... I mean, how does a sociologist acquire this vast storehouse of information? You don't put people in a laboratory and say, act like you normally do, because they won't, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, observational stuff. You just watch them, or you listen to them, record their speech. Got a section in here on things like fixing to and might could, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Survey research, ask them questions, see what they say.
Do you ever actually invade their homes or
I don't,
establish?
They're likely to be armed, you know.
Yeah. Is that one of the 1,001 things you should know about the South?
It is.
They're likely to be armed. You should put that right at the top, I think. Especially if you're a sociologist, you should know this before you go invading their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else should we know?
Well, I say we've got a section on representations of the South in the media, which is a sore spot with many Southerners.
Yeah. Yourself included, I presume.
We tried to get a list of the 10 best movies about the South, but that didn't work because there's so many different kinds of movies. So,
Deliverance comes to mind immediately.
Well,
and you sure got a pretty mouth.
Actually, that's in there as the best vicious redneck movie. We did it kind of dog show style, you know, the best aristocratic depravity movie, the best dumb Southerner movie. But worst movies we had some fun with. Can I tell you about one of those?
Sure, please.
One of the worst is one from 1967 called Hillbillies in a Haunted House.
Oh. Who was in that? Buddy Ebsen in that?
Well... I'll read it to you. It tells a story about ghosts and espionage that critic Leonard Maltin accurately describes as moronic. It stars Ferlin Husky, Merle Haggard, and some other country singers
who should
have known better. This was Basil Rathbone's last movie, and it may have killed him.
Ferlin Husky and Basil Rathbone. Right? The same,
together at last.
Love to have a still from that one. Yeah, and so the depiction in the has it improved over the years now?
Well, it's changed. Yeah. You're getting some films like, you know, Sex, Lies, and Videotape that set in the South, but aren't the old version of it.
But isn't the culture is dominated by Southerners now? Music is dominated by it. Grisham and all these guys who write all the movies that get made.
Yeah.
Pretty much, we're living pretty much in a Southern culture in a sense.
Yeah. Peter Applebaum wrote a good book a while back called Dixie Rising, where he argues that culture and politics and everything else are coming to be dominated by Southerners.
I think it's true.
Well, you know, maybe so. We'll see. I think it's a little too early to tell yet.
I think you guys won. Just beginning to realize it now that you actually won. And stereotypes of the South, hard to die, though, right? Basically, people.
They're still around. Not all of them unflattering, you know. Yeah. People do think of Southerners as more polite, and that's usually a compliment.
Yeah.
Friendlier. I had a student a while back did a nice little study where she taped two people reading the same thing. It was some speech by George Bush. One in a Southern accent and one in a California speech. And she had Southern students listen to these tapes and rate the people, and they're saying exactly the same thing. And even our students here rated the Southern speaker as less intelligent. On the other hand, they rated her as friendlier. So, you know,
Well, I found that to be a trade-off in many situations. Nothing to do with North or South. It's just, you know, you want friendly or you want intelligent, you know.
Yeah, right.
One of those things that happened. The presidency is probably now. Is Bill Clinton regarded as? Oh, it's a sore spot for you. I can tell it right here. Is he regarded as being a Southerner?
You know, it's funny when he was running in 1992. We asked on one of our surveys, "Do you think of Bill Clinton as a Southerner?" Yeah. And about 40% of our Southern respondents did not. Mm-hmm. Even then.
Yeah.
But
think it's higher now, or now they're disclaiming him.
I don't know, but you know he. He is. He's the kind of Southerner that went to Georgetown and Yale, you know. It's not a kind of Southerner that we have easy stereotypes to deal with. The same was true with Jimmy Carter, you know. People saw Mrs. Carter, his mother, as this Southern lady, and Walter Cronkite was bringing her chairs and this kind of stuff. And Billy Carter, his brother, everybody understood where Billy was coming from. But how this woman had a son like that is not clear, you know. But, you know, most Southerners know people like the Carters. They're middle-class Southerners. We just don't have a repertoire of stereotypes that deal with these folks.
Your magazine, Southern Cultures, that's plural.
Yes.
And the reason for that is that there's not one monolithic Southern culture. You got a multiplicity of cultures.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to call it Southern culture, but my co-editor in the press wanted to make it plural, and looking back, I'm glad they did, because you know, we've had some pretty strange articles in there about obscure groups in the South, and had we called it Southern culture singular, I don't know that we'd have wanted to talk about black Baha'is in South Carolina.
Right. Or the Semite tribe among the Seminoles in Florida. Yeah, interesting. And you do polls in there as well, so any surprising results from your Southern polls?
Oh, yeah, we got one. We asked people whether they had any Confederate ancestors. Mm-hmm. And among Southern white folks, a third didn't know, and a third knew they didn't. Mm-hmm. And roughly a third said they did. The thing that's surprising about that is that 40% of white Southerners tell us they have American Indian ancestors. So looks like there are more Indians in the family tree than Confederates at this point.
Interesting. I'm trying to digest all that. And I know there's a conclusion I can make some of them.
Yeah.
Among Southerners, is the Civil War still an issue? Or the recent unpleasantness?
I think the only thing to say is among some it is, you know. Mm-hmm. I always, you know, tell people, just bring the spoons back, we'll forget all about it.
I want to thank you for joining us. It's been a great pleasure. John Shelton Reed, 1001 Things to Know About the South.